Now, when you talk about parties at work, which can get, well, a little, what's the best word for it? Loose. You tend to talk about Christmas. Everyone has a sordid tale of out-of-hand office parties. My friends, the things I could tell you about Christmas parties in television in the 1980s would probably even curl my hair, even now. But turns out that end-of-financial-year parties are in vogue at the moment, and that's today. Both employers and employees have to watch their behaviour when they have a couple of glasses of Chateau Calypso 2015. Well, Paul Findlay is the Managing Director of PD Training, a group which specialises in keeping the white-collar dudes in line, which must be a bit tough at times, and happy to say that Paul's on the line. G'day, mate.
Hi there, how are you?
So they're going to get on it tonight? Mad if they don't.
Well, man, if you don't, especially on the company tab, right?
Exactly. When someone else is paying, you get right on it. Now, this is interesting. Are they really as rowdy as a Christmas party?
Well, they can often be more rowdy because there's been it's a pressure release oftentimes. There's often a big race up to the end of financial year in many aspects. And it's that whole release valve that can sometimes really get people out of control.
So can we really expect our accountant and our stockbroker to not be very well tomorrow morning?
Well, that is exactly the point. From an employer's point of view, you've really got to look at, if you want things to work well, it's really important to go, what is money at a nice venue? But you know that as an afternoon event, we're taking everybody gets time off work. So you're doing an afternoon event outdoors, and there's not really the opportunity for people to get out of control.
No.
The other years where we've done the big flash nightclub and you know booked out the room, you know that you're creating an environment that really can help people get out of control.
Yeah, right. Now, it is a fairly PC world these days, so let me ask you this. Whose responsibility is it to maintain a decent standard of behaviour, the boss or the worker?
It falls to both, and it really starts with the planning for the boss. Do you know the best way to get yourself have a rowdy group is to combine fancy dress with unlimited alcohol?
Yes, exactly. A pirate of the Caribbean on the champagne is not a good thing.
Exactly. go right to the other end of the scale and have people in the daytime in a public place, and you will find yourself with a much easier to manage outcome.
Indeed. Now, what about the next day if your employee chucks a sickie? I think, look, have the tomato juice with the egg in it and the Tabasco sauce, suck it up and go to work, because it's pretty transparent if you don't turn up.
Right, exactly. And you'll find that they're the people that wake up with a hangover that forces them to stay in bed are the ones that really should be at work apologising.
Yeah. You know, I'm a really nasty person sometimes, Paul. I'm going to ring my accountant at 6:30 tomorrow morning, wake him up.
Exactly. The accountants, you know, they're the best ones right now because they're overworked and tend to like a drink, and so you've got the combination of being really tired
exactly.
You can really give them a hard time.
He's getting that phone call. Thanks, mate. Thanks for the chat. Good to talk to you.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Paul Findlay, the Managing Director of PD Training. Yeah, you know, ring him up. Ring your accountant if you've got a stockbroker. Ring him 6:00 tomorrow morning.